Hare Krishna. For devotees, death is not destruction, it is union. Sometimes non-devotees question devotees, saying that ultimately everyone is going to die. So what is the use of your practice of bhakti? The Bhagavad Gita illustrates the difference between the death of spiritualists and the death of materialists through two metaphors in 11.28 and 11.29. So 11.28 describes ethanadinam bahavam bhuvegaha samudrameva vimukha dravanti tatha tava minaraloka veera vishanti vatrani bhivijvalanti yathanadinam bahavam bhuvegaha. Just as a river flows into the ocean, similarly, samudrameva abhimukha dravanti. Similarly, samudrameva abhimukha. That ocean, just as similarly, tatha tava minaraloka veeraha. Similarly, naraloka veera, the heroes among the warriors, among the humans, naraloka veera. Vishanti vatrani bhivijvalanti. Similarly, they are entering into your blazing mouth. So here, the description of the Vishwarupa, especially its destructive Kalarupa, which is consuming the worlds, is described. So it is said here that just as rivers enter into the ocean, similarly the warriors are entering into the mouth of the Vishwarupa. And the next example is about a moth. Yatha pradeeptam jalanam patanga vishanti nashaya samriddhavegaha tathaya nashaya vishanti lokastavapi vaktrani samriddhavegaha. Just as moths enter into fire, similarly some warriors are entering into your mouth and meeting destruction. So now in the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, there is a prominent acharya after Ramanujacharya. He is his name is Vedanta Deshika, and in his illuminations in the Gita, he explains that these two metaphors could illustrate the difference between the death of materialists and the death of spiritualists. You know, when a moth enters into the fire, the moth is destroyed. Its body is destroyed and its existence ends. Whereas when a river goes towards the ocean, the river itself does not end. The water that comprises the river continues to exist. And actually it goes to a place where it can just be with other water for a long, long time. So like that, devotees are, or spiritualists in general, are already living at a spiritual level of reality. And as they are living at the spiritual level of reality, so while living at the spiritual level, they, in the material world, eventually when they die, at that time, they attain the spiritual level of reality. Their consciousness is at the spiritual level, where now they are trying to serve Krishna. They continue to serve Krishna eternally in the spiritual world. So there is no transformation in their essential nature. Now, of course, even for materialists, their soul is not transformed, but at the time of death. But still, because they are not conceiving themselves or conceiving, understanding themselves to be souls, so they, in their own self-conception, are destroyed. A person thinks, okay, I am a king, I am a politician, I am a business tycoon, and that whole self-conception is destroyed at the time of death. So, firstly, there is no destruction. This is a water unites, water reaches the ocean. Similarly, the souls reach the absolute truth, Krishna. Now, sometimes this ocean, this water reaching ocean metaphor is used for merging. But actually, it conveys meeting. And just as the consciousness of the soul, it's not a merging of being, it's a meeting of hearts in love. So the souls attain Krishna and they're united in love with Krishna. the Bhagavad Gita elsewhere mentions in 15.7 that mamaivamsho jivaloke jivabhutah sanatanaha, that all living beings are the eternal parts of Krishna. So that the relationship of part and whole never changes. Now going further, another point that Vedanta Deshika makes is that even when a moth flies towards a fire, it does not do anyone any good, even while it is flying. And of course, when it enters the fire, it destroys itself. So now, when a river flows towards the ocean, it does not do any harm. It does not lose its own nature. But along with that, even while it is flowing, it waters the plains and the plateaus through which it moves as it goes towards the ocean. Similarly, spiritualists, while living in this world, although they are also going to die, but while living this world, they do good to others. They share the spiritual wisdom about God and about the ultimate purpose of life with everyone. And in that way, they benefit everyone. So that's why there's a whole world of difference between the death of devotees and the death of non-devotees. Or in general, the death of spiritualists and the death of materialists. And that's why, whereas for the materialists, death is like destruction, as is a moth entering into a fire. For devotees, death is like a union, as is a river reaching the ocean. Thank you. Hare Krishna.